The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for their journey, but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off of your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
This whole week, the church has been leading us on what you might call the way of the apostle. Every gospel this past week has been one of the accounts of Jesus sending his 12 apostles out. In some way, to sending them out to preach and teach and to heal and to bring repentance and healing to those in need, to proclaim the gospel. We've been hearing the accounts of Jesus sending the 12 out, usually two by two, preaching repentance, healing the sick, driving out demons, proclaiming the word of God, the kingdom of God. And when he does this, when he calls us to go and proclaim Jesus and this gospel, he calls them even if it's not a popular thing. Why don't we talk about our love for God in our public life? What keeps us from talking about God? Maybe we're quick to blame God. We're quick to question if God exists. We're quick to say that God must not be loving because of this great evil or tragedy or suffering that we've experienced. We are quick to say, "I prefer to believe in nothing," or "myself," or "reason alone," or "in the strangest of things," before I might ever say, "I believe in God." But also, we don't proclaim our love for God because we are scared. Fear is one of the great motivators. And not a fear, like a healthy fear or awe of God. No, fear, like I'm scared to say that I believe because I might be persecuted or made fun of. Or whatever. It's safer to not talk about Jesus. It's safer to stay quiet and neutral. Jesus, though, has something to say about the experience of people not welcoming or listening to you if you choose to proclaim the gospel. "Leave there," he says, "and shake the dust from your feet. Go to the next place. Keep going, preaching, believing, and trusting that the message of salvation will be enough, that Jesus will be enough." St. Paul, though, he says, we are chosen by God. We have been destined to accomplish the purpose of our creation. Jesus wants us to stand up, to say yes to Jesus. He wants us to go into the world, proclaim the gospel. You have heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and have believed in Jesus. God sealed you with the Holy Spirit. You are perfectly and divinely ready to be great saints. This is like when Jesus says to his apostles, "You have not chosen me, I've chosen you to go and bear fruit that will last." I know what it's like to be afraid. When I was deciding to apply for the seminary and pursue the priesthood, I was scared. I was very scared. I didn't think I was worthy enough. I didn't think I was smart enough or good enough to be a priest. For me, it was something that was said by St. John Paul II that helped me finally to say, with Jesus, I am good enough. I can do this with God. This is what St. John Paul II said. "It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. He's waiting for you when nothing else you find satisfies you. He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is he who provoked you with that thirst for fullness that will not let you settle for compromise. It is Jesus who urges you to shed the masks of a false life. It is he who reads in your heart your most genuine choices, the choices that others try to stifle. It is Jesus who stirs in you the desire to do something great with your lives. The will to follow an ideal, the refusal to allow yourselves to be ground down by mediocrity, the courage to commit yourselves humbly and patiently to improving yourselves and society, making the world more human and more fraternal." St. John Paul II knew how to point our hearts toward Jesus. It is Jesus who has chosen you. Jesus sends you out to proclaim liberty to captives, freedom to those bound by sin, healing to those wounded by suffering, love for those who are alone, sad, isolated, who are grieving the loss of a loved one. This is the way of the apostle, the way of the cross, the way Jesus has called us to live. Go, and don't be afraid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.